Hello, my name is Alex. You have reached the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Actually, I know where the testing sites are, and I'm on several registers or websites or whatever, but getting no response, and I am a first responder.
Oh, vaccine. That's not, you're not looking for testing sites, man. You're looking for vaccine sites.
I'm looking for vaccines. I've had three tests.
The vaccine lines that you're registering for are extremely long, ma'am. It could be a couple of weeks, months, maybe before you hear something back.
I've been on the EMA at least a couple of weeks. I've been on Parker. And as a matter of fact, someone told me just go down to Parker. I went down today and they'd already finished just before 11 o'clock. And it doesn't seem as if they're pulling people off of a register. People are just showing up real early and able to get the shot. Now, I thought that people who are first-line responders in the older age group, like I'm 59, underlying conditions, and I do still work on the front line, but I can't get a vaccine? Well, I guess I could ask, are police officers and firemen and so forth, are they having a hard time getting vaccines?
I am not sure, ma'am. See, I'm not on the front line. I don't schedule appointments. I don't know what's going on in there, in your health departments or anything. I'm just an information line for testing sites for COVID. I don't know anything about the vaccine.
Do you have a number? Is this not the health department I'm calling?
No, we're not the health department, but we are an extension of the health department. We are just hired to work their coronavirus hotline.
Okay. Do you have another number or a number for them? Because I've been calling all kinds of numbers.
The only number that I could recommend, ma'am, would be the pre-registration line, but they don't have any information on the vaccine either. They're an extension of the Department of Health as well, and their only task is to pre-register you guys. So you have to go directly to the source, which will be your local county health department.
Okay. So what? Give me that number that you just mentioned.
855-566. 5333. And again, ma'am, that's only to register. They don't know any information.
Well, I'll register again. I'm on seven different sites. It won't hurt to register one more time.
You can't register again, ma'am. And then pre-registering again won't do anything but push you further down the line of hundreds of individuals that are already on the line.
Okay. All right. I'm going to just wait till I catch coronavirus. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.